few people contacted me over the past week to ask me about this so-called Shabbos app. There is such a thing. I don't know if you heard about it. The Shabbos app. I don't want to spread the word, but it claims to allow you to use your smartphone on Shabbos. So this is very exciting for a lot of people. So just as an aside, they have a little YouTube clip there on the thing, on the website there, which says, among other things, of course, that there will be rabbis who will answer this. Those rabbis should, quote, get a life and stop being the party poopers. Okay, so you already see the level of Kavod HaTorah we're dealing with here. So it's not surprising that the halachic arguments do not hold water. But let's just go through a few of the issues here. Okay, so it says here as follows. All right, number one, the main thing is that they want to be able to text. Not just text, you could also look up a vart on your way to the tish, it says. But what about texting? So when it comes to writing, it says the Shabbos app features two options for those who wish to satisfy one or both of these stringent opinions. So option number one, delayed typing. So selecting this option will cause a slight and random delay when typing, which is considered grumma. That's option number one. Option number two, wipe data option. Selecting this option will cause the app to reset all new data every hour. This will effectively render any text typed not permanent. Okay, so let's discuss these one by one. So grumma, you're gonna press the button, and the text won't appear on the screen until a couple of seconds later. So this is grumma, and obviously permitted. A couple of problems here. First of all, how does it work when you text? So you touch the screen, electrical signal is sent to the phone, which tells it what to do. And if it doesn't create that electrical signal right away, how's it going to create that after you've finished touching it 2 seconds later? The electrical signal is not going to be a grumma. Just the letter that appears on the screen is going to be a grumma. So this is not even a grumma at all. As far as the electrical signal itself is usher that you go ahead and create. But lu yitzir that it was grumma. The halacha is that Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch Shin Lamed Dalid Sivchav Beis that grumma is not a blanket heter. You can't just do malachas through grumma. Grumma is something that can be taken into account in certain situations of a person who's sick or hefsid merubah. You can't just do malachas through grumma. So number one, it's not grumma. And number two, grumma doesn't really help you anyway. The other thing you might want to do to fulfill a stringency is to the wipe data option, which will make sure that doesn't save the texts. And therefore, it's only considered to be temporary ksiva. So first of all, it was temporary ksiva anyway. Even if the texts are stored electronically in the phone, that's not the ksav doesn't really halakhically exist once it's not on the screen. But more fundamentally, the assumption here is that if it's only temporary ksiva, so that in fact is permitted. Not only is it permitted, but it will fulfill a stringency. You're fulfilling the stringent opinion by only having temporary ksiva. Well, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch. Shin Mem Siv Dalet. It says as follows. Yesh li zar shalo lichtov betzbo b'mashkin ala shulchan o be'efer. You have to be careful not to use liquid to write with the liquid on a table or on dirt. The Rama says, but you're allowed to mutter lirshom ba'avir. You can use your finger in the air in the shape of letters. So using your finger in the air in the shape of letters, that's because you're not creating a letter at all. There's no letter on a particular surface. But what about the mashkim, using liquids to write on a table? So all the mafreshim explain, of course, that this is temporary ksiva. If you have permanent ksiva, so then that is a malacha deraisa. Temporary ksiva, the lashon yesh li zar, so that means that it's an iser derabanan. So the stringent option, fulfilling the stringent option here, will mean you're simply violating isurim derabanan. So that's still aser. Next, the screen. The app forces the screen to stay on the entire time. So there's no problem of turning the screen on and off. First of all, every time, we already mentioned, every single time you press, you touch the screen, you're creating electrical signals, which is usher. But you're also going to change the display on the screen when you text or when you look up that vart. How does that work? How does the display on the screen change? So the few minutes of research I did turned up the following. There's two types of basic technologies here. One type is you have thousands of different pixels, maybe even tens of, I don't know how many, a lot of different pixels, and each one is its own light. So whenever you change the screen, that means the hundreds of pixels or thousands of pixels are either going on, off, getting dimmed. So I think in that case, each pixel is a separate iser. Okay? Even if the screen was already on, you're changing the display and you're violating a separate iser for each pixel. Some of them, it doesn't work that way. You have a backlight and the light stays on the whole time. And then when you touch the screen, that causes liquid crystals to go around and cover some of the pixels or uncover some of the pixels. Okay, so you're not violating thousands of Yisurim every single time you change the display, but the electrical signals definitely is its own independent Yisur, which is not addressed at all by the Shabbos app. Never mind, of course, that there is a halakhic category called Uvdin Dechol. This is not just like a wishy-washy, you know, don't do it because, you know, we decided, some whoever we decide that's not Shabbos, this is the actual halakhic category, Uvdin Dechol. And, of course, it's partial that this would fall into the category of Uvdin Dechol. So this is, I think, wishful thinking on part of some people who can't live without their smartphones for a day, but it does not hold water at all halakhically. It is a way to violate many, many Yisurim over the course of Shabbos, and we'll just have to do without our smartphones for a day. Have a great day.
Just the schedule...